弟兄姐妹早上好。感谢主啊，经过一天的雨下雨的天气，我们今天早上居然是晴空万里哈。
Give thanks to our Lord after a day of raining, today is sunny.
那么我们可以安静的在主的殿中一起来敬拜他。
We can quietly worship him today.
开始之前我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray before we start.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐春雨秋雨。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us spring rain and fall rains.
我们可以享受在地上你所赐给我们一切的丰富的供应。
So that we can enjoy everything that you've provided for us on the earth.
当我们今天来到主殿中的时候，我们仍是求主你得着我们的心。
When we come to your temple, please capture our hearts.
让我们单单仰望主。
Let us focus on you.
思想到主你给我们的恩典。
And think about your blessings.
让我们看到主你的荣耀。
Help us see your glory.
让我们隐藏在你的恩典之下。
So that we can hide under your grace.
我们特别恭敬将我们今天的敬拜交托主的手中。
We respectfully put our worship in your hands.
愿我们所思想的我们可以明白。
May we know what we think.
那么我们所学习的我们就有收获。
May we get what we are learning.
使我们的一生都有丰硕的果实。
So that we bear great fruits in our lives.
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your son Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么当今世界上跑得最快的人呢，是这个牙买加的选手，他的名字叫博尔特。
You know, the fastest running man on earth is a man from Jamaica. No, from 牙买加。
Jamaica.
Jamaica, yeah, that's right.
那么他的世界纪录是2009年创造的，是9秒。
He got the world record.
9秒58
I have no idea. Under 10 seconds.
这个它是非常厉害哈，速度非常快。
It's very fast.
那么当时呢，在2001年的世界田径锦标赛呢，是在韩国举行。当时
in the 2011 World Athletic Championship in Korea.
那么这个亚洲的观众呢，难得有机会一睹这个世界飞人的风采。
The audience are excited to see him.
因为当时博尔特呢已经拥有三项的世界纪录。
Bolt at that time holds 3 world titles.
那就是男子100米、男子200米以及4x100米的接力赛。
Men's 100, men's 200 and men's 100 relay.
那么而且呢他拿了奥运会的三块金牌。
And he got 3 medals from the Olympics.
所以在2000年的世界锦标赛上几乎所有的媒体怎么样都的焦点都在博尔特的身上。
All the media focused on him during that championships.
所有的镜头都对准了他。
All the cameras were on him.
所以男子100米的决赛大家都在关注他。应该是夺冠的大热门啊。
Everybody thought he was going to get the gold medal for 100 race.
结果当这个信号枪响的时候哈。
When the race started.
所以这个几个选手在不同的跑道上一起跑起来。
Every competitor started.
但是马上这个裁判就说有人犯规了。
But the judge said someone fouled.
为什么抢跑啊。
Because one of them started too soon.
跟着当时的这个竞赛的规则，如果你抢跑的话，你就犯规，你就丧失了这个决赛的资格。
According to the rules, if you foul, then you lose the chance to compete.
大家都看到底是谁抢跑了。
Everybody wanted to find out who did it.
博尔特。
And it was Bolt.
所以很可惜，他是很有希望夺得这一次世界田径锦标赛。男子一百米金牌的，但是却是因为犯规而被淘汰了。
Very regretfully, he lost his chance to compete to get the gold medal.
所以他没有能拿到过这个 这次比赛没有能拿到100米的金牌啊。
So he didn't get the gold medal for that race.
非常可惜的一个事情。
Very, what a pity.
所以呢，你看，无论做任何的事情啊，我们在世上都有一些规则的。
No matter what you do, there are codes of conduct.
所以中国人有句俗话叫没有规则则不成方圆哈。
There's a Chinese saying, if there's no rules, there's no world.
所以我们要确保一定规则，确保我们有一个生活有秩序的哈。
The rules exist so that we have orderly life.
那么同样呢，基督徒也有自己的行为规范。
And Christian has their own code of conduct.
那确保我们的信仰坚固。
So that we can strengthen our faith.
我们的信仰才不会流失。
So that we won't drift away.
今天我们来继续思考耶稣所问的问题。
Today we continue to ponder the questions by Jesus.
这是第三讲。
This is the third one.
这是耶稣在加利利事工的初期。
During the early stages of Jesus' ministry in Galilee.
所以面对门徒和跟随而来的这些个群众哈。
He faced the disciples and the multitudes of people who followed him.
所以耶稣在传讲神国的信息。
He was preaching the truth of the kingdom of God.
耶稣的教导正是针对那些门徒当时那个时代他们应当有的行为规范。
Jesus' teaching represents the code of conduct of believers at that time.
那么这些真理同样也适用于我们今天的生活。
And this spiritual truth still applies to our lives today.
好，我们先来看耶稣所问的问题到底是什么。
Let's see what the question is.
那么就在路加福音的第六章。
It is in Luke chapter 6.
请你打开圣经路加福音的第六章，我们来看46节到49节。
Please open your Bible to Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49.
我来读中文。Melissa 姐妹来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read in Chinese, I'll read in English.
路加福音第六章四十六节。
Go ahead.
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?
凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行，我要告诉你们他像什么人。
Whoever comes to me and hears me saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like.
他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。
He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently against the house,And could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock.
唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
所以耶稣的问题就在四十六节。
Jesus' question is verse 46.
这也是我们今天这个讲到的题目。
And this is our title today.
耶稣说，你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Jesus asks, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not do what I say?
我们在这个系列中已经思想了耶稣的三个问题。
We have talked about three questions so far.
那么第一个问题呢，是一般的疑问句。
The first question is a general interrogative.
你想要什么？
What do you want?
那么这个需要我们去回答，去思想。
That requires our thinking and giving a response.
所以我给大家的鼓励是，你要去找一个安静的时间去想这个问题。
I've encouraged everyone to find a quiet place to think about that.
第二个问题呢，是疑问，是反问句。
The second question is a rhetorical question.
不需要我们来回答，耶稣就给出答案了。
Jesus gave us answers.
耶稣是说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的兄弟呢？
Jesus said, who is my mother, who is my brother?
今天这个第三个问题啊，是直问句。
The third question is an interrogative sentence.
那么耶稣问这个话的问题，他是生气呢，还是不满呢，还是一种什么样的情绪在里面呢？
Is he angry or not satisfied, or what kind of emotion does he have?
其实我们知道，这是他在给出一段教导之后，来给这个当时的听众的一个挑战。
He was just giving everyone a challenge after his preaching.
所以这第三个问题是激励我们要对耶稣的问题有所回应。
And motivating everyone to respond to his questions and preachings.
这个不是一个答案，而是我们要用行动来回应。
It's not an answer that he needs. He needs our action.
我们去思想耶稣的问题，你会发现每一个问题都不容易回答。
When we think about Jesus' questions, everyone is hard to answer.
那么我们先来看经文哈的背景。
Let's look at the context of the scripture.
那么耶稣在山上祷告的时候呢，他当时就设立了十二个门徒。
After he praying on the mountain, he established 12 disciples.
然后他和门徒从山上来到了平地。
And he descended from a mountain to a level ground.
他开始对众人宣讲神国的福音。
Where he began preaching the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣宣讲了有四福和四祸。
He talked about 4 blessings and 4 woes.
那么这段耶稣的布道啊，就被解经学家称为叫平原布道。
And this was called the Sermon of the Plain.
那么这个以便和马太福音的这个登山宝训呢有所区别。
And this is to be separated from the preaching in Matthew.
那么耶稣在论道结束之后他问出的这个问题。
After he's done preaching, he asked this question.
其实是一个严厉的警告。
And this is a serious warning.
因为这里提到了跟随耶稣的有两种人。
He talked about two type of people followed him.
第一种人听了耶稣的话他就去行的。
First kind, they listened to his words and they took it into action.
那么第二种人是听了耶稣的话却没有去行。
And the second time heard his words but did nothing.
耶稣以盖房子来比喻哈。
Jesus used the metaphor of building a house.
第一种人呢，好像把根基立在磐石上。
The first type is like those who build their houses on a rock.
那么洪水来临呢，房子它不会倒塌。
When the flood comes, the house still standing.
那么特别大家注意，这里面磐石，磐石在这一节经文里面出现了两次，第一次是七节。
The word rock appeared twice.48.
那么这里面讲了三个动词哈。
And there are three verbs.
第一个是什么？盖房子。
Building.
然后要深挖啊，挖得很深。
Digging deep.
然后再把根基怎么样？要立上。
Laying a foundation.
然后听了耶稣话去行的人，就好比是这样的人。
And those people who listened to his words and acted are like the people like this.
他扎扎实实的一步一个脚印。
And they walk step by step.
生命的成长，他的信心坚固。
And their lives growing and their faith growing as well.
所以第二种人呢，就好比把房子建在这个泥土上。
The second type is like those who build their houses on the soil.
洪水来了，这房子马上就倒塌。
When the flood comes, the house will fall down.
所以我们看到说第四十九节也讲到说这个倒塌也出现了两次。
In verse 49, the word collapse appeared twice.
告诉我们倒塌很大。
And told us it's a great ruin.
我们知道巴勒斯坦地区啊，那个地方是干旱啊，这个少雨。
We know in the Palestine region, there are no rain. Palestinian region, where there's little rain.
那么当突然间有就是跟我们加州的这个很相似哈，我们会有体会哈。
Very similar to California here.
突然间有下很多雨的话，就会产生一种突发性的洪水。
When there's a heavy downpour, it'll lead to flash flood.
那突发性的洪水非常危险，那么对房屋、对财产、人的生命安全都会造成危险。
It causes danger to our lives and our houses and everything.
所以耶稣以这个比喻讲给当时的人，当时的人一听怎么样，就听明白了。
Jesus used this metaphor to preach, and everybody at that time understood.
所以听了耶稣的话而没有照着去行的人，就没有属灵的根基。
Those who heard his words but didn't act accordingly didn't have a good foundation for their faith.
一旦遇到艰难和阻拦，便会跌倒。
When they face with challenges and obstacles, they will fall down.
所以耶稣的警告啊，真是如雷贯耳，字字真金。
Jesus' warning resonates powerfully. Each word is like a pure gold.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣就是那个磐石。
Jesus is the rock, as the Bible points out.
那么在其上建造，就是根基牢固。
When we build on Jesus, we have great foundation.
必收获生命的果实。
And we'll reap the fruits of life.
所以在当初那些个跟从耶稣的人当中呢，就存在这两种人。
And among the followers of that time, there are two kinds of people.
那么一种呢，就是听了耶稣的话去行的。
And one kind, they listened to his words and they acted accordingly.
另外一种呢，听了但是没有去行。
And the other type, they heard his words but didn't do anything.
那么如今这两种人依然存在。
It's still true today. We still have that types of people.
所以呢，这要求我们要在属灵的生命上 要扎根哈。
And it requires to root deeply in our faith.
我们不是只是追求一些表面的功夫。
We're not focusing on superficials.
这就是为什么教会推动门徒训练。
And that's why we focus on discipleship training.
因为这是非常有效的一种方法。
It's a very effective way.
就把神的话语能够在我们的生命当中能够落实到实处。
To implant God's words in our lives.
所以我们有多少时间去读经，多少时间去祷告，啊。
The effort we spend in reading the Bibles and praying.
那么背后的功夫呢，一般是他人看不到的，啊。
And those efforts are not seen by others.
但是你生命的东西会表现出来。
But it'll manifest in your life.
那么我们在加州应该是对这个耶稣的比喻是应该是深有感触的。
For those of us who live in California, we should know very clearly about this metaphor.
你知道我每次开车路过这个 Ventura County, 哈。
Every time when I drove by Ventura County,
那地方很漂亮，啊，
It's beautiful by the ocean.
那么其中有一个很小的一个 town, 它的名字叫 La Conchita.
There's a very little town called La Conchita.
大家知道不知道这个 town? 你们不常看，很小很小的一个地方。
Very small.
可能。那么在1995年的时候，那个地方就发生过这个泥石流。
In 1995, there was a mudslide.
因为下雨下得很大。
Because of the heavy downpour.
泥石流就破坏很严重。
And the mudslide was really serious.
所以这个城市的话呢，就在那个地方就修了一个防护堤。
The city built a threshold.
Dam.
Dam.
Yeah. 那么这个防护堤到了2005年的时候又发生了大规模的降雨，啊。
But in 2005, another heavy downpour came.
这个降雨呢就把这个防护堤就冲垮，啊。
The dam was destroyed.
然后呢这个当时这个广播里就不断的督促当地的居民，你要赶快撤离，赶快撤离。
The news was alerting everybody to get out of the area.
所以当地有一个人呢，他的名字叫 Jamie Wallet。
There is a guy whose name is Jamie Wallet.
他和妻子还有三个女儿都住在那个地方。
His wife and three daughters live in the area.
他们看到这个天气越来越不好，降雨非常的厉害。
And when they saw the heavy downpour and the poor weather.
他们决定呢就 要撤离了，要赶快要挪到离这个地方比较远，不能在海边上住，啊。
They decided to evacuate away from the coastline.
所以他们就开始这个 在打理行李啊，准备出发。
So they're preparing their luggages to depart.
啊，在这个时候呢，他那个小女儿呢就想吃冰激凌，啊。
At that time, the youngest daughter wants to have some ice cream.
所以这 Jimmy 呢就说好，我先去买冰激凌，买完冰激凌回来我们就走。
Jimmy said, "Okay, I'll go get ice cream, and then we can leave right after."
所以他就出去买了冰激凌回来，哈。
So he went and got the ice cream.
当他回来的时候，他发现他的房子已经没了。
When he came back, he found his house disappeared.
结果他的妻子跟三个女儿，在那个里面，全部罹难。
He lost his wife and three daughters.
他非常的伤心的。
He was very devastated.
所以，对于一个家庭来说是这个灭顶之灾哈。
family, what a tragedy.
所以后来呢，当地的居民都联合起来去控告这个啊，这个叫 La Conda, La Conchita, La Conchita 这个 ranch 啊，这个地方，说这个地方是这个土质不可以建房子的啊，不能在这地方居住。
Later, the local community went against the county, saying the foundation there was not good.
所以说，当我们在一个不合适的根基上去建造，无论你建造的有多好，怎么样，当洪水一来，全部报销。
As you see, if we don't build our house on solid rocks, when the downpour and the flood came, the house disappeared.
所以我们的人生也是一样。
Our life is like that.
我们每个人都在建造一些东西。
We are all building something.
那弟兄姐妹，如果我们不是在耶稣基督这个根基上建造的，
Brothers and sisters, if we don't build that upon Jesus Christ,
将来就是没有什么果效。
Then we'll have no fruits in our lives.
有些人读了耶稣的这一段讲话，他就有一个问题。
Some people read this passage would have a question.
他问题就是，那些被房子被冲垮的，是不是代表那些人就没有得救？
When the houses were flooded away, does that mean those people were not saved?
那么对待救恩的问题啊，应该我们避免两个极端哈。
There are two extremes about salvation.
一个极端的话呢，就叫廉价恩典。
One extreme is called cheap grace.
这种就是这些提倡廉价，就是说一个人你只要做了决志祷告，你就不需要任何程度的委身。
It advocates salvation through a simple prayer without any commitment.
那这是二十世纪福音运动带来的弊端哈。
This is brought by the 20th century evangelical movement.
对教会危害很大。
And posed a significant threat to the church.
造成了教会有很多的信徒啊。
It brought many believers.
但是呢，他们平常呢，既不读经也不祷告。
But they neither read the Bible or do their prayers.
大概只有星期天到教会，他才听到一下神的话。
And they probably just go to church on Sunday to listen to God's word.
那星期天来教会的还算是不错的了。
And those who came to church on Sundays are not too bad.
有些人可能一年才来几次教会。
And some people only show up once in a year in the church.
受浸的人挺多，但是真正委身的人倒很少。
Many people have gone baptism, but few really make commitment.
所以有个牧师啊，他的名字叫张，John MacArthur,
There used to be a pastor whose name is John MacArthur.
所以他就看到这个问题，这个信徒打开圣经，他的圣经呢都是干干净净的，都是没有问题。
When he saw believers opening their Bibles and there's nothing written in it.
现在倒好，我们大家现在来教会都不带圣经了哈。
But now we don't even bring Bibles.
所以呢，我们他说这不行，这不是这个教会应该是这样子。
He didn't think that should be the right thing to do.
所以他提出了一个概念叫主权救恩。
So he brought a concept called lordship salvation.
主权救恩，主权就是权力的权哈，主权救恩 ，lordship salvation.
Yeah.
但是这就是另外一个极端了。
But that's another extreme.
因为他强调说，只有哪些人才是得救的，才是真正救，就是那些以耶稣基督为主的人，他才是得救的人。
He asserts that only those who made the Jesus their Lord in their lives can be saved.
但是那么他提出这个概念，很多的人也说这个不太跟圣经是一样的。
Some people think that contradicts with the Bible.
因为圣经在以弗所书二章八到九节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。对。
Because it says in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 9, we are saved is based on our grace and through faith.
所以以耶稣为生命之主是信仰的结果，而不是信仰的前提。
Making Jesus Lord of life is our result of our faith, not a prerequisite.
所以得救的人至少遵守耶稣的命令。
Those who are saved at minimum should follow Jesus' instructions.
至少一个命令就遵守。
Maybe one.
那个就是耶稣所说的，在马可福音第一章十五节说，当悔改信福音。
Just like Jesus said in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, repent and believe in the gospel.
所以大家知道这个微妙的平衡哈。
So we need to find that delicate balance.
所以这个是 当悔改信福音是信仰的开始，而不是信仰的终结。
This marks the beginning of the faith, not the ending.
所以回到耶稣的这个谈话，其实耶稣并不是谈论说谁有得到救恩，谁没有得到救恩的问题。
So when we come to this verse, he was not talking about salvation.
所以耶稣的问话是针对哪个群体说的呢？
Who was he talking to?
实际从上下我们可以知道他针对他的门徒讲。
If we read between the lines, we know he was talking to his disciples.
这些门徒已经听从了耶稣的话。
They already heeded Jesus.
他们已经放下了一切的所有。
They forsaken everything for him.
他们已经跟从了基督。
And they followed him.
但是耶稣清楚地告诉他们说，门徒的生活不是听从了耶稣的一句话而已。
But Jesus made it clear, it's not like you just listen to him once.
乃是遵守我一切的教导。
But requires obeying his teachings.
毕生的追随基督。
And give a lifelong commitment to him.
也就是说救恩不是一时一刻的决定。
Therefore, salvation is not a momentary decision.
乃是一生的委身。
But a lifelong dedication.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第三章也以类似的比喻讲过同样的事情。
Paul illustrates a similar principle with a metaphor in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 11 to 15.
所以他讲到说在基督的根基上建造哈。
He talks about building the foundation on Christ.
说我们每个人在这个根基上以不同的材料来建造。
Everyone builds the foundation using different materials.
我们以这个各种各样的材料，金银铜铁草木和谐哈，都各种。
You can use gold, silver, copper, anything you like.
但是将来将有火来试验个人的工程。
But there's a future testing of fire to test.
要被烧毁的话，就是亏损。
If it's burned, it's a loss.
那么虽然得救，仍像从火里经过一样。
Even if you're saved, you are escaping through the fire.
如果我们听从耶稣的话，在这个基督的这个根基上建造的话，
If we build our foundation on Jesus,
那我们就将来必得赏赐。
And then we get a reward.
所以保罗讲的是同样的道理。
So Paul was talking about the same things.
我在达拉斯住的时候，那个教会有次他们请了一个特别的讲员哈。
When I was in Dallas, the church invited a special speaker.
那么他不是个牧师，但是他讲这段经文他很有意思。
He was not a pastor, but he gave a very interesting sermon.
他把这个故事呢，作为一个比喻讲出来。
He talked about the story like a metaphor.
所以他有这个各种各样的比喻来说。
And he used many different kinds.
所以他就讲了一个故事。
He told a story.
所以讲得非常生动。
And it was very interesting.
哎，大家都在那听。
Everybody was engaged.
没有人睡觉、
Nobody was sleeping.
因为是故事嘛、
But it's a story.
那么听完了之后啊，大家说这讲得非常好、
Everybody loved it.
结果那个教会有一个牙医、
And there is a dentist.
做完了，听完这故事，他就坐那儿，真是哭啊，嚎啕大哭，好像悔改一样。
And he just cried and cried.
因为这个太感动人心了，因为这个牙医一天到晚在教会搞事情。
He was very touched because he used to be a troublemaker.
那他是不是真的悔改我也不晓得。
Did he really repent? I don't know.
希望是真的吧。
I hope so.
其实这个是给我们一个很好的提醒。
This is a good reminder for us.
因为将来基督要检查我们在这个世上的工作。
Because Jesus will examine our work on this earth.
所以有些牧师常常会讲说你要犯了什么的罪啊，将来神会告诉你，都显露出来告诉你犯什么罪，其实这是错误的。
Some pastors say if you made mistakes, God will show you when you see him.
因为什么？因为我们的罪，我们若认了罪怎么样，神就赦免我们的罪。
If we have committed sin and we repented, God forgave us.
所以将来神不会按照我们的罪来审判我们。
So God will not judge us by our sins.
但是我们信徒的话来到基督的面前，基督会检查我们的工作。
But when believers come to Jesus Christ, he will examine our work.
所以我们看耶稣邀请我们在第47节他讲了三个动词。
In verse 47, he said three verbs.
第一个是来。
He says come.
第二个是听。
Listen.
第三个是行。
act.
弟兄姐妹，你们今天就是有福的，你们已经来了。
And you are so blessed because you already come.
而且你们已经听到了耶稣讲的话。
And you already listened.
那么后面那个是你要去行出来。
The last one is act.
所以由此可见，顺服不是基督徒的选择。
So obedience is not an option for Christians.
所以人的问题啊，这个世界的问题就是在不听神的话。
The problem we have today is that we don't listen to God's word.
我们凡事都是自己做主。
And we want to be our own masters.
所以这种罪性啊，已经深深地植入在我们的灵魂之中啊。
This rebellious nature is in our human being.
可以说是根深蒂固啊。
It's deeply rooted.
我们不乐意听神的讲的。
We didn't want to listen.
我们愿意按照自己的意思去做。
We want to do things according to our own will.
所以你看那小孩子就是哈，小孩子你知道你还没有教给他什么，他第一个字学会的就是 no。
If you have been with little ones, you know the first word they will say is no.
你告他做什么，他就是 no。
If you tell them to do something, they'll say no.
为什么我要听你的啊？
Why do I need to listen to you?
有时我们在公司要听老板的，但是没有办法，为五斗米折腰 啊， 不得不听啊。
Sometimes we have to listen to our boss. It's not because we want to. It's because we have to for the money.
所以如果我们不去刻意的纠正的话，我们不会听神的话。
If we don't intentionally pay attention to correct that, we wouldn't listen to it.
所以顺服基督不是选项，而是必须。
Obedience is not a choice, but a necessity.
听从基督，委身基督，我想这个道理大家都讲过很多次。
Obeying God and committing to God, I'm sure you have heard many times.
我们大家也都同意说耶稣讲的是对的。
And we believe he was right.
我们也都同意说耶稣讲的是对我们好的。
But we know that's to our best interest.
但是为什么就没有按照耶稣的去做呢？
But why can't we do it according to Jesus?
其实关键是从我们的理念的认同到我们实际的行动这过程中，我们要克服很多的障碍。
It's because there's a huge gap between our conceptual agreement and implementation.
那么遗憾的是，我们就在这个过程这个中我们这个美好的愿望就夭折了哈。
Because of the challenges and obstacles, many times our noble intentions fall.
为什么我们在这个世界上啊，我们不知不觉我们接纳了很多的谎言。
In this world, we have unintentionally accept a lot of lies.
我们不但把谎言当真理。
We not only treat the lies as truth.
自觉不自觉的，我们把它当作我们人生的座右铭。
And we use it to drive our lives.
所以这个东西已经成为我们背后行为动的一个推手。
It becomes very powerful forces behind our behavior.
更可怕的是，我们已经习惯了，已经习以为常了。
The most horrible thing is that we are used to it.
所以这些东西的动力推手很大的。
These are very influential forces.
我们来看几个例子哈。
Let's see a couple examples.
你来看看对不对是这样的哈。
And you tell me if that's right.
这都是我们行为背后的这个幕后的黑手哈。
These are the unseen forces behind our behavior.
第一个我们接受的谎言叫有钱能使鬼推磨。
The first lie is money makes the world go around.
没有人说我赞同拜金主义的哈。
Nobody says, "Oh, I'm all for money."
谁说乐意在这贴个条，我是拜金主义者？没有人不乐意。
Who wants to say frankly that I'm all for money?
大家都知道这个不好。
We all know it's not good.
但是自觉不自觉的，我们会把金钱放在第一位哈。
But unintentionally, we sometimes put money first.
因为对。移民美国的，特别是我们移民的人来，我们离开了这个家庭，离开了熟悉的环境，到了美国，我们就真的没有那种安全感。
Especially for the immigrants who came away from their hometown to the United States, away from family and friends, we have no sense of security.
所以我们把这个安全感寄托在这个财富上。
So we place our security on money.
这个财富就是我们的安全感。
And Money becomes the security of our life.
所以一生我们拼命的努力挣钱哈。
We spend our lifetime making money.
幸运的还可以享受所得。
Some people may be fortunate enough to enjoy the money.
不幸的就是未富先衰啊。
Some people less fortunate, they just face setbacks.
认识在 Orange County 一个家庭，来到美国，他说：“哎呀，我一定要存钱，在这个最好的去买一个房子哈。”
I know a family in Orange County. After they immigrated, they said, "I'm gonna save up money to buy the best house here."
那么后来他的家庭终于赚过了钱了，搬到这个比较好的区去住了。
And they finally made enough money to move to a really good area.
但是他自己不幸就是过度劳累，得了癌症，后来就去世了。
And he got cancer and died shortly after.
他还很年轻，两个孩子很小啊。
And he was very young with two young kids.
所以你看，有的时候是我们潜在的意识，我们相信这个东西，我们按着这个去做的。
Sometimes when we think about unconsciously, but we act it out in life.
你知道耶稣怎么说吗？
You know what Jesus said?
耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物。
He said, man shall not live by bread alone,
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
大家今天早上有没有吃早餐？
Did you eat breakfast this morning?
如果你不吃早餐，一会儿我们有午餐。
If you haven't eaten it, we have lunch.
如果你觉得我们的午餐不够好，你自己回家去吃晚餐。
If you don't think lunch is good enough, you could prepare a dinner yourself.
你今天如果一天不吃饭，你肯定有什么原因。
If you didn't eat all day, there might be a reason.
或者是因为生理的原因，或者是因为你敬虔的原因，你要禁食祷告，是不是？
Because you are fasting or something else.
但是我们都要吃饭的吧？
But we all have to eat.
但是神的话怎么可以每天不看？
But how can we not have God's words in our life every day?
所以我们要按着耶稣的话去行。
So we need to act according to Jesus' word.
所以第二个，我们来看第二个谎言哈。
Let's look at the second lie.
第二个谎言说，每个人都有追求幸福的权利。
Everyone has the rights to happiness.
你相信不相信？我们很多人就是按着这个方程式去运作的。
Do you believe it or not? Many people live their life according to this.
这个世界是公平的。
The world is fair.
别人拥有的我也应当有。
What others have, I should have too.
别人做什么我也应当去做。
What they do, I should be able to do too.
所以我可以享受这个人生的幸福。
So I should enjoy the life of happiness.
这个对我们的推手啊，推动也是很大的哈。
This is a very large force.
那么我们自觉不自觉地按这个去做。
Sometimes they influence our decisions.
但你知道耶稣怎么说？
ButWhat do you think Jesus said about this?
耶稣说，若有人跟从我，就当舍己。
Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself.
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And take up his cross and follow me.
所以我在神学院去读神学的时候，我到那里去看，哎呀，有一个事情我很吃惊的。
When I was studying the theological school, there was one thing that really made me surprised.
我们很多的神学生，很多美国学生，他们呢，都借了很多的信用卡的债务。
Many American students have many credit card debts.
因为借这些债务不是因为他生活过不，他借这债务去旅游啊，去干什么，各种生日要庆祝了，什么结婚庆祝了，他都没有钱他就借。
They borrow the credit cards not because they cannot get by with lives, but to celebrate birthdays and to travel and to enjoy things.
然后去这个去度假，看到别人度假，他也要去度假。
Or for vacations because others went on vacation.
没有钱就借信用卡的钱去。
And if they didn't have money, they borrow credit cards.
所以当神学院他们就是第一个教导他们就说，你这样子的生活方式，这个不合圣经的原则。
So the teacher said, your lifestyle is not according to the teaching of the Bible.
你知道这些神学生不能接受啊。
And they
不能接受，说怎么可能？圣经哪里告诉我不可以借信用卡的钱、啊、
？And they were like, where did the Bible say I cannot borrow money?
所以需要很多这个神学院帮助他们把这些信用卡的债务啊要了结。
So the school helped them with their debts.
那个时候我才知道，原先借债可以不还的哈。
At that time, I realized that you could have debt and not pay for it.
因为他借了钱，加上利息，越滚越大，越还。最后那奎特亚公司，我没钱还不了，就跟奎特亚公司谈判， 可以谈判的。
Yeah,
哎呀，把账给免了。
If you,
你借一千，还一百吧，就。
If you borrow enough and accumulate with the interest, when you don't have enough to pay, you got a chance to negotiate with a credit card company, and maybe you just pay 10% of your total.
所以我们不能遵从耶稣的话行，是因为我们的理念，我们接受了世界这个谎言。每个人都有追求幸福的权利。
We didn't follow Jesus' word because we accept the lies in this world that we have the right to pursue happiness.
那么第三个谎言，我们就讲三个，太多了。
There are many, but we're going to talk about three.
第三个最后一个。
The third one is the last one today.
这个你们也应该知道。
And you probably
know. 这句话就叫好人一生平安。
It says a good person will have a peaceful life.
生活。所以呢，这个。每当遇到灾难的时候，人就是呼天抢地，不能自己啊。
When our lives are encountered with disasters and tragedies, people just lost themselves.
我们忘记了生活在一个充满这个天灾人祸的世界哈。
And they forgot we live in a world full of tragedies.
所以我们每天的平安呢，都不是理所当然的。
So everyday peace is not taken for granted.
所以我们。有时就接受了这样的话。
Sometimes we accept that lie.
你知道耶稣怎么说？
Do you know what Jesus said?
耶稣说，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.
但我给你们的平安不像世界上的平安。
Not as the world gives do, I give to you.
在世上你们有苦难。
Let not your heart, there is trouble in the world.
但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
But take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看，我们要遵从耶稣的话有多难。
Look at it, how hard it is for us to follow Jesus' word.
这是属灵的征战啊。
This is a battle of a spiritual world.
所以我们不是克服这些障碍，我们没有办法按照耶稣的话去行。
If we don't overcome these obstacles, we cannot follow Jesus' words.
所以打房地基啊，是一件非常辛苦的事情啊。
Laying a foundation for a house is hard work.
也耗费时日。
Takes time.
同样，我们在基督的这个根基上建造也是如此。
Similarly, building the foundation of Christ is the same.
我们需要面对这种艰难的一个属灵的征战。
We have to face challenges.
不懈的努力，
and we have to persistently make effort to do it.
我们才能真正做到顺服基督。
So that we can obey God's word.
所以顺服基督啊，不是一个选项，而是必须。
Obeying to Jesus is not a choice, but a necessity.
好，先来看看下一张 slide， 大家看一个图片，我给。
Let's show a picture.
这个图片呢？上面画的这个人物就是天使长米迦勒啊。
The figure on the picture is the archangel Michael.
那么他在干什么？他拿了一个秤哈。
What is he doing? He has a scale.
这个是画像呢，是这两个秤上面有两个人，是不是
？And you see two people on the scale.
所以这个画的名称就是他在称量人的灵魂哈。
And he is weighing the weight of souls.
所以我们将来的话到了神那里去，金银财宝的全带不去，你只能把你灵魂带过去。
When we go meet Jesus, there's nothing we can bring but our souls.
哎，我们的灵魂是什么样的条件呢？哈。
What condition are they in?
所以，另外一天我就跟主日学分享，我就说，现在我们人这个到天上这个灵魂的条件都很惨。
I shared the other day in the Sunday school that our souls are in pretty poor conditions.
什么样子都有哈。
In every sort of condition.
所以今天我们思考了耶稣问的第三个问题哈。
When we think about Jesus' third question today.
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行
？Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you?
这是在耶稣在平原布道之后。给听众的一个激励。
This is a challenge that Jesus gave after his sermon on the plain.
要求他们来按照耶稣的话去行。
Asking everyone to follow his words.
那么拒绝谎言，跟从基督。
We need to reject lies and follow Jesus.
这不是条容易的道路。
It's not an easy path.
但却是一条得胜的道路。
It's a victorious path.
那么我们必须要有这样的心智。
We need to have the determination.
也要征战的勇气。
And the courage.
那么拒绝基督不是我们的基督徒的选项，而是我们基督徒信仰生活的必须。
Obeying Jesus is not an option we have, but it's a necessity.
耶稣的问题已经问到我们，我们不能出了这个门再去思想，今天马上就要思想的哈。
Jesus already asked us question. We are going to think about now instead of leaving the church and think about it.
我们下面我就给大家五分钟的时间。
I'm going to give you 5 minutes.
三分钟。
I'll give you 3 minutes.
哦，三分钟。谁有表掐一下哈。
I have. Okay.
那么三分钟你写什么，你就写下自己的一个志向。
Write down one aspiration you have.
你觉得说我有一个事情我觉得是应该按照耶稣的话去行。
Just think about one thing that you think you should follow Jesus' word.
不需要是非常什么宏伟壮大的事情。
It doesn't need to be a big thing.
标准放低一点。
A very low standard.
小小的事情就好。
A very small thing.
你的目标太高，我准备一生献给神，出了教会把这话就忘了。
Sometimes you think, oh, I dedicate my life to God, and then you forget about it.
最小的事情。
A very little thing.
你还没有加入教会就加入教会。你要没有受浸就赶快受浸，这都可以。
If you haven't gotten baptism, you should get baptized.
你觉得说神给你感动说，这个事情我要顺服基督。
Whatever touches your heart, then write it down.
我给大家时间，你写在你的周报上。
Write down on your bulletin.
Between you and God.
Between you and God.
在你和神之间，你不需要告诉我你写什么或者怎么样。
Okay, time's up.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praises.
因为你有话语赐给我们。
Because you gave us your words.
为我们指明人生的道路。
To illustrate our goals for our lives.
就求主你监察我们的心。
Pray that you search our hearts.
让我们每天行在你的旨意当中。
So that we live our life according to your will.
让我们遵循你的旨意而行。
So that we are acting according to your will.
愿你的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May your words be a lamp to our feet and
使我们的人生能够果实丰硕。
So that we can bear great fruits in life.
能够荣神益人。
So that we can glorify you and benefit others.
主，你晓得我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
就求主你。特别的扶持，
May you strengthen us,
让我们有一个得胜的人生，
so that we have a victorious life.
为每一位今天听到这信息的我们的仰望你，
we pray for everyone who heard this sermon.
为每一个在你面前立下的心志，主你都亲自的来祝福，
we pray you bless every aspiration written today.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.